I asked for a transfer nearer home. This time I went to West Horton, and I can remember the horror of going from all the beauties of Wiltshire and Thames Valley to West Horton on a winter's day, to this little farm at the bottom of a slag heap. And there was a little farmer called Eli Morris, and he employed a land girl who had a grumbling appendix, I think it was called. And I think in those days, the bed situation in the hospitals was just as bad as it is now. And she was still waiting for a bed after I'd been there 6 months. But we used to go out on the milk float from this farm, delivering milk. The old-fashioned float drawn by a horse. And in those days, nearly every house was empty because everybody were on war work. Children were in wartime nurseries. Nobody locked the door, of course. You'd go to the first house, open the door, take your can of milk and your measuring, find a jug and measure the milk into the jug and come out again and then go in the next one. And it's unbelievable now, isn't it, that you can do that? So I found that quite hard, particularly as I had to go on the train every morning. I had to get up very early, about 5 o'clock, to get the train to start work early.